Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. The Boston bar and nightclub Good Life is closing after 17 years in business. Patrons say it provided an inclusive space for diverse music lovers. WBUR's Ariel Gray attended one of Good Life's last weekend nights before it closes permanently tomorrow.
It's a frigid Saturday night, but that hasn't stopped patrons of Good Life in downtown Boston from visiting. After hearing about the bar's permanent closure, Jonas Jacques and his friends decided to pay one last visit.
There's a lot of memories etched into the brick and etched into every room, etched into every floorboard of what this place is. People have memories here, and I think you can even tell by the crowd that's here tonight. It's different. There's a lot of variety. That's people from many different generations, many different decades coming back to relive all the good times that they had.
There's no dress code at Good Life, and everyone is welcome, whether they're wearing a blazer or a sweatshirt. This is precisely what made Good Life so special, says owner Peter Fumara.
Right away, it was like, I never enforce a dress code, you know, because I never wanted people to feel uncomfortable coming here. Like, that coupled with techno, house, dubstep, hip-hop, and everything in between, it was super important to have everything represented here.
Good Life was a launch pad for many Boston DJs, while hosting big names like Camp Lo and Princess Nokia. This variety of music genres made Good Life an oasis in the Boston nightlife scene.
You'd walk in here, you knew, like, out of the 200 people in this building, you knew at least 175. You know, and it was like, because it was just that place for a good period of time, you know, and it was, that was amazing.
Fumara says that COVID-19 played a big factor in his decision to close down the bar. Profits lost during the pandemic made it hard to stay in business.
It's not by choice. I would be going right into 23 if we could. This is really difficult, having to shut the doors.
Back at the bar, patrons echo similar sentiments. Sarah Lopes has been coming to Good Life for a decade. It was a safe place for young people of color, she says.
So it's really sad that this space that's been safe for so long, I'm 34 now, is closing. But I think everyone's coming in for their last hurrah. And so it's kind of dope to see lots of familiar faces.
Good Life is open tonight and tomorrow night before it closes permanently. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ariel Gray.